CEO, CEO, Reg, I love it. But goddamn, it's stuck in my head over and over like a loop. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Speak Now Pro Wrestling. It's your girl, Denise Salcedo. And of course, I am joined by Righteous Reg, and we are here to discuss a very special edition of AEW Dynamite, AEW Big Business. Reg, this show felt electric. What's running through your mind? How are you?
Denise, energy, energy, energy. Pro wrestling is built off of energy, and this show felt energetic. Off rip, they were about it. And the energy that Mercedes Moné brought to this product, to this company, off rip, Denise, we could see it. We could feel it. There's all of a sudden a women's main event on Dynamite. Like, it feels really good. A great place to start, Denise. There was, at the end of the first promo, like, I was speechless. Like, my mouth was just, like, it was, like, after the Darby moment. Remember I talked about the Darby moment? Like, I didn't have anything to say. After the Mercedes promo, I was just, like, wow.
You're, whoa, like, mesmerized.
Seriously, like, whoa, what did I just see? This is aura. This is crazy. This is amazing. So, yeah, feels great, Denise. I'm still in aura of her. It's, like, what a great signing. What a great moment in Boston. The energy, all of it was great.
I know. You know, it's funny because, like, even just hearing you talk about it briefly right now, you already said some of the same exact things that I was literally thinking when I was watching Mercedes make her AEW debut. But not only are we going to talk about Mercedes' AEW debut, but we got so much other stuff that went down. We had a killer promo from Will Ospreay. We had a phenomenal match with Jay White and Darby Allin. I mean, there was so much that happened on this show. We're going to go ahead and get right to it, everybody. This one's going to be a fun one. But I'm going to kick things off by saying happy late birthday to Righteous Reg, by the way, whose birthday was on Monday. Dude, you're officially the OG.
Yeah, I guess, Denise. I guess we could say that. Yes, Denise, 38 years around the sun. Righteous Reg had a birthday. Very exciting. Good times. I released a project, if you guys haven't heard it, International Boulevard, righteousreg.bandcamp.com. Most of the time I just spent working on that because that's kind of how I bring in my birthday. But it feels good. What a great way for AEW to pay homage to me by having a good show and a great birthday present. Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
They were like, here's Mercedes. This is your birthday present, Reg.
Well, I mean, if that's what kind of gifts we're giving, like, thank you. Anybody back there, I really appreciate it. What a gift.
That sounded very wrong.
We need to get us canceled out here, Denise. I'm just trying to get a birthday gift.
You're like, I just had a birthday. Oh, man. We got to get into people's reactions. We got to get into what happened on the show. First and foremost, shout out to Sheldon Jackson for gifting us 5 DWO memberships. As always, having our back. We got Crazy 101. Let's get into these reactions. Let's see what people are saying. Crazy 101 says, for Willow versus Riho to main event over the world title is shocking. Let's effing go. To people hating, tune in on TBS and TNT, AEW, let's effing go, CEO. He also says, give Okada the triple crown at Dynasty and unify the damn titles, about damn time, says Crazy 101. We got Sheldon Jackson who says, fun facts for the night. Okada, Ospreay, and Moné all debuted in AEW before we ever got the Swerve versus Keith Lee singles match. That's wild. Sheldon, I thought he was about to. Look. Real talk, this is a fun fact. I was expecting a totally different one, but it is a fun fact.
Come on, Sheldon. Why you got to do me like this? Honestly, though, that's kind of the theme of this show tonight, Denise. As it was going on, as Ospreay's talking, Okada's out here, I'm like, this is insane. Like, the roster, the lineup, back to back to back like this, all on the same show.
Infamous Raider Loco says, love Mercedes, so do my kids. Great to hear her voice on TV again. Want the very best for her. We will be watching, as always. Great to see Bailey, Tamina, Trinity there for support like it should be. Daniel Malenik says, it's boss time. Oops, I mean CEO time. Christopher Marino says, I was so disappointed in Dynamite tonight. Nobody took a low blow to the box. Travis Lindsay says, happy belated birthday to Reg. Pisces unite.
Thank you. Thank you, Travis. Appreciate it. I appreciate everybody for the well wishes. Y'all are amazing.
delayed grad says CEO, CEO, and a guy with a Sammy sign. There was that one guy in the front row that came to say, see Sammy, by the way.
Yeah, he was really interested in Sammy Guevara, but I think Sammy's at home, dude. But nice support.
Mike Parker says Mercedes biggest AEW signing ever. Roberto Arsenal says Mina at tonight's Ring of Honor tapings. Forbidden Door 3 will be lit. Will Ospreay and Mercedes both looking like $1 million. Riho and Willow was lit. Alexander Fitzgerald says the Mercedes effect has happened. A great women's main event. Mercedes opening the show. The Deonna segment, the Riho Mercedes segment before the main event. Dream Ninja 77 says the biggest damn star in women's wrestling got treated like it for once. The CEO chant was insanely loud. Also, Julia Hart in the ring with her at the end says a lot about how they view Julia. CEO. We got Patrick Scroggins who says happy belated birthday, Reg. Rafael Garcia says I thought tonight was great. I will say that now I think it's time for Mikey puts in the classical music down, but it felt good watching Mercedes feel big. Grapple Geekery says that was an amazing episode. Mercedes had the best debut in AEW in ages. Here's hoping that this is the signal we've all wanted, that the women's division is going to get the time and attention it deserves. Crazy 101 says happy belated OG, 38 years young. KW says this feeling, bruv. Big Homie Kitchen says it's not for... If not for Jericho, this is a 10 out of 10 episode. Infamous Raider Loco says Oakland all day and happy birthday, Matthew. Oh, yeah, Matthew. I forgot. I was like, Matthew.
Matthew Jackson.
I know. I was like, his name is Matt, not Matthew. It's Reg. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, happy birthday to Oakland's very own Reg. We got Brandon Rosen here who says, super pumped about Dynamite in my hometown, and I got tickets, baby. I predict two new champs, Okada and Adam Copeland. I may be greedy, but I wish Ospreay and Mercedes were wrestling too. Let's effing go. Alexander Fitzgerald says next week's Dynamite looks insane. Okada versus Kingston and Copeland versus Christian. Dynamite since the new set change has been great TV. Almost there, guys. We got Chris here who says, so do we think Mercedes beats Julia for the TBS championship at the next pay-per-view? That is a good question. We'll get to that in a second. And Wyatt Cox says, happy birthday, Reg, but where was Wendy Richter? All right. Yeah. We got through these initial reactions here, but let's get right into it. Mercedes Moné is all elite. This was the worst kept secret. We all knew this was coming at Big Business. She came out, got a huge reception, of course, in her hometown of Boston, comes out with this brand new theme song with the CEO lyrics just replaying and replaying over and over. She's got the All Elite on the hair, the CEO on the coat, and she goes out there and she cuts this very nice promo where she's very, very happy, Red. She's talking about how the fans have had her back for the past 2 years through her highs and her lows, and that now she's here. This is a revolution, and this is where the revolution is going to happen. She made her dreams come true. Anyone can do it, and she is here. She mentions the roster. I mean, there was kind of a lot in here, but Reg, just begin wherever you want with this.
I thought the most interesting thing, especially how we kind of came on this show today, was how you talk about reinvention, Denise, and like what people were and who they're going to be. Some people only know this person as Sasha Banks, the WWE superstar. She came today and established a brand new chant and a brand new thing off rip, like CEO's a thing immediately, and that wasn't a thing before. She didn't have like a big chant before when she was, you know, dominating in WWE. So I thought that was the most interesting part, for her to come in and have this brand new thing that's super over, that people, that's in my brain right now just playing in a loop, I think is amazing. She looked great. The song starting, Denise, and people kind of being like, what's going on? Because it doesn't, like, you know, there wasn't anything showing on the Videotron or anything. And then it's showing, and then people like losing their lids, and her just soaking in the moment, looking amazing. Her clothes, her hair, everything about her. She just looks like a superstar. She looks like, if you didn't know somehow that who this person is, you immediately are like, who is this? This is a superstar. She looks different than everybody else in this company, man or woman or anything that exists out there. I think that she was presented really well doing that promo. I think because there's a lot of questions still to be answered about everything that she's been involved in. So doing that promo here in Boston and getting that reception, it was perfect, Denise. What a great way to, I think, debut. Terribly kept secret. Before the show started, she tweeted, essentially, everybody be there because I'm going to be there. So it was like, we all knew what was happening here. But sometimes that's how it was when CM Punk came. Same type of situation. Worst kept secret. We all knew what was happening. Bring him out immediately as the show started. And that's what they did with Mercedes. Great stuff. I thought it was great. I loved it. I want to watch it again.
I mean, there's a lot to kind of get into here right now, but I want to start off with talking about what she has done right now, specifically for AEW, because you mentioned something earlier, and it was the first thing that I thought of. And that word that you mentioned earlier was aura. Yeah. That aura that Mercedes Moné brings. I love so many of the women on AEW. I love Toni Storm. I love, you know, all of these girls that are out there killing it. But Mercedes has an aura unlike anybody else. And in this particular moment when she came in and she was, you know, doing her promo, she was speaking at such a great pace, like just the way that she presented herself, the way that she looked. I mean, she screamed money, honestly. I felt like I got richer just staring at her. But like the way that she presented herself, it really shows that she has come from a big stage, that she has been at the very top of this business. When it comes to pro wrestling, she has been at the very top. And of course, we know that. But here's the thing. When we were seeing Sasha Banks in WWE, Sasha Banks was there with other people who are also great, who are also at the very top of their game. So when she comes to AEW and there are people that there's some women in AEW that have been in WWE, but did not have the same accolades that Mercedes did in WWE. So when you have someone like her coming in and cutting the promo that she did with the presence that she did, it really levels up the game. It really goes to show that you needed a star like Mercedes on this roster. One of the number one things, Reg, that you and I had discussed long before we even knew Mercedes was even going to come to AEW, when we were still in the phase of, is she going to go back to WWE? Is she going to be All Elite? When we were stuck on that little chapter, you and I spoke about how if she came to AEW, she would be the thing that helped change the women's division, that, you know, that it would be treated differently. And I know that we have been seeing AEW try to take the steps forward in the right direction to feature the women more. But now with Mercedes, there's no more excuse. Like, that is it. You have a mega star here for the women that you can build this division around. Through Mercedes, you are not only going to elevate people that were already becoming big stars. You're not only going to elevate people like that are already established, like Toni Storm and Britt Baker, for example, but you're also going to help elevate all of these other women who are just getting there. For example, here tonight, Willow, Riho, Julia, Sky, just within one show, we're already starting to see this, you know, all of the women, or most of the women, some of the women, go out there and get this moment with Mercedes. So she's not only elevating this division, but she's also elevating the company, because now you have people that are interested in that women's division, and it's going to help bring out everybody else along with that.
Yeah, Denise, I'm going to have to hit up our friend and get the exact stats. Like, how many women's main events have there been in Dynamite history? I know he knows offhand, but her immediately coming in and that happening just shows what it is. Her beginning and ending the show and the whole show kind of being centered around her being here, that shows. We have to see if this continues. We have to see how the energy is. But if this anything shows that AEW, what she brings to the table, them moving this many tickets, knowing that she was going to be there, her executing like this, I'm sure everything surrounding it, there's going to be a lot of talk. Like, you have to invest. You can't sit and let her not be this person every single time she's a part of the show, because she just changed the entire women's division in one night, and everybody along for the ride is going to benefit.
I know. That's what's exciting. And think about it. Like, this whole show was obviously branded for Mercedes. So that was the whole thing. And like you said, she opened and closed the show. She was the focal point of the show. But when you think about it, though, like, we are talking about a roster now that has Okada, that has Will Ospreay, who just both recently came into AEW. And this whole show was focused on Mercedes. It's not every day that you find somebody that you can do that for. So for me, like, this is freaking exciting to see this for the women. And I can't wait to see, like, what's going to come out of it. And there's just, I don't know, there's a lot to get excited about. I want to talk about I know we touched on it a little bit when you said that she is now the CEO. So she's coming out with the CEO character, but this branding of her as the CEO. I mean, I think it's pretty freaking cool. I love the way she looked. Is there anything here that really stuck out to you in terms of, like, the presentation?
Well, she has a new theme. I had heard that there were some rumblings that she was going to have a new theme because people were kind of saying, like, where's this? Somebody mentioned earlier that Mikey Ruckus needs to chill on the classical music. This actually isn't a Mikey Ruckus production. Like, Mercedes brought her own theme to AEW. Like, she came. That's what's so great about her is, like, I'm sure the CEO thing, like, everything from start to finish is, like, her idea, her things, what she believes her character is, and starting with the theme. And, like, that theme really hit. When I heard about it, I was like, I don't know, man. Like, starting with the new theme, it kind of, like, at the beginning, people didn't know what to do. But when it hit, it really hit. I thought it was really dope. I like to hear it in full. I thought that even upped her presentation even more. But, I mean, the glaring thing here is the CEO thing being so dominant there. It's already going to be ridiculous. And how her fans are, Denise, they're going to burn it to the ground.
Well, it's totally different, right? Because you've got the EVPs doing their thing. But I feel like this hits different. This hits different because she's a CEO and she's a woman, Reg.
Boom. Yeah. It felt like Women's History Month. It just feels fitting, Denise. I think that's the best part about it. It's like, yeah, oh yeah, it makes sense. Like, immediately it's like, yeah, she is a CEO. She is this. It does hit. That's why it's so, the chance felt so real because people were like, yeah, definitely she is a CEO. It actually makes a lot of sense. I love it.
Well, you know, wrestling fans, we love to chant stuff. Like, that's our thing, right? When you give us something to chat, we'll start chanting it. And so people took that, like, right away and did that. We need to get into the stories that we might be seeing here, especially based off of what we saw. We talked about that women's main event. That was Riho versus Willow Nightingale. Now, most of you guys know the history right now with Willow and Mercedes. But for those of you who don't know, unfortunately, Mercedes was in the match with Willow at New Japan when she got injured, thus taking her out for almost a year. And so when she mentioned that she had unfinished business with Willow, I thought she was going to come out and, like, confront Willow right away. But from the looks of it, after this match, after Willow defeated Riho, she was attacked by both Julia and Sky Blue. And then, of course, being a babyface, being the happy, you know, CEO that she is, she came in here and she helped out Willow Nightingale, knocking out both girls and helping out Willow. And it basically ended with both of them, Willow raising up Mercedes's hand and Mercedes soaking in the crowd. What'd you think
Mercedes,
of that?
I don't think Mercedes liked that a lot. She doesn't want her hand raised. Like, she doesn't like people touching her. She wants to be the one raising hands, if that moment is true, just with her character. Great story to kind of come in telling, Denise. We were at that show where Mercedes got injured. Very unfortunate because there was so much more to come. But, yeah, coming back in kind of being like, we got some unfinished business because the last time I did this, it was against you, and now there's this. Willow getting a big win in the main event and kind of getting the spotlight off of everything that's about to come with Mercedes is an even better thing, too, because late last year it was kind of like, well, Willow has all these big moments, but she doesn't have any big wins, or it felt like they forgot about her or something. So for her to immediately get the opportunity to be in a big main event angle is awesome. I love it.
Yeah, man. So I'm assuming we're going to circle back to that at some point, Willow and Mercedes. I think it's very clear based off of some of the wording that was used here. So, man, I'm really stoked about this, honestly. Now, I know that there is going to be, when it comes to, like, big WWE stars going over to AEW, Reg, I'm assuming you've already seen some of the comments that are being thrown out there. And it's kind of crazy, honestly. because some of the shots, and it's weird because I don't even think this is a shot, but a lot of people that I've seen criticize Mercedes for going to AEW, they're like, oh yeah, she just went for the money. That's mm-hmm. all she cares about is the money. And I'm like, no shit, bro. Yeah. Reg, if you're at a job and all of a sudden there's a place and you've got an option to go and make more money, you're telling me that you're not going to take it? Every single person here would take it.
Yeah, I don't understand that argument at all. Like, because we fight every single day of like, we want wrestlers to get more. It's not about the companies, it's about the wrestlers getting their opportunities to get big contracts. Last week when they were talking about Okada, it was the same thing. Denise is like, you guys don't want, he's amazing. Why wouldn't he get a big contract? And that's exactly how I feel about Mercedes. Like, everyone should be getting big contracts, the biggest contracts you are. They should be in competition with these people. If WWE can't do it and AEW can, they should. If WWE is giving up the most money, go over there. I'm telling that to my favorite wrestler. Like, it's about money, dude. You don't know how much longer you'll be in this wrestling business. This business has eaten so many people alive that if you could get the giant bag, go for it. I don't know why that was a thing. I was like, what are people talking about? She got paid. That's awesome.
Dude, can you imagine this? Reg, just picture this right now. Let's say you were making millions of dollars, but people were like, oh, Reg just went there with for the money. I'm sorry. I would be laughing my ass off, rolling in my billions or my millions, you know, rolling in my dollars.
She totally is. And that's the best part. Her presentation was like, here's all the money, dude. And I thought that was the stamp on the end of the night, Denise, of like, this money is worth it right here. I'm going to show you guys exactly what it is. But not just Mercedes, Okada, Will Ospreay, everybody that puts their lives on the line for this deserves a big money contract, especially if you are moving the needle, as they say. I hate that expression.
Why? Some people move the needle, Reg.
I hate it. What's a needle? What needle?
The needle of like ratings, the needle of money, the needle, you know, it moves.
For how long and how far? Like if I move the needle like this much, does that
don't matter? Still makes you a needle mover as long as you move that damn needle. Now that needle goes down. Negative.
Then I'm the needle mover too. It's terrible. It goes backwards when I'm here.
Oh man. All right. The other thing that I want to touch on really quickly is we mentioned some big things right now, and that is big money. Mercedes making big money. Will Ospreay making big money. Okada making big money. This is a competition, guys, and it's getting good because no matter what side you're on, you're looking at the other side and you're going, huh, I can make some ching ching over there, you know?
Yeah. Only one time in history, Denise, where this has been a thing where people have been able to compete with WWE. It was when Eric Bischoff and WCW were like, we'll give you a gazillion dollars to come over here and not go over here. For a long time, it was like WWE.
Like 20 years, no one could compete.
Exactly. For the longest time, they were the only one. Nobody was outbidding them. That's been the most surprising thing about all this is like Will Ospreay openly talked in this interview recently about like, no, I talked to WWE and AEW made me a better offer and a better these. Like, you never hear people saying a better offer. It's like they're going to offer you everything in the world and there's no way you're going to turn it down. But people have been turning it down. Exactly. And that's great for the wrestling business.
No, it is. And it's great for everybody involved because even for now, for those people that want to stay in WWE, well, you know what? They're going to, you know, WWE is going to have to pay up as well to keep those people. Because if not, it's like, well, I know what the going rate now is for a guy like Okada. So what does that make a going rate for a guy like me? And this, of course, depends on the person. It depends on their star caliber. It just can't be just anybody either. Let's be real, right? It just can't be anybody.
You know, people are going to be like, let me get $14 million like Okada, blah blah blah. I'm a Riddick Moss or something. I don't know. Go home, Riddick Moss.
Why is Riddick Moss catching strays on this podcast? I like Riddick Moss, and he's catching strays.
He deserves it.
Oh man. All right, let's get into these reactions. Let's see what the people are saying. All right, let's go. Let me see. I'm kind of a little bit backed up here, but this is from Sheldon Jackson, who says, TK, you have momentum right now. Do not F this up. Your roster looks strong. You, sir, are now under the microscope, especially how you book the women's division now. He's right. There are people, Reg, that are expecting AEW to drop the ball on Mercedes Moné, and we cannot deny that. And we cannot deny that there's that possibility, and hopefully that shit does not happen, because that would really suck for everybody involved.
Denise, how many times have we came on this pod talking about the AEW women's division and being like, we've been both optimistic and also like, we don't know, maybe we just give up. They can't do that at this point now. And I think like he was under a microscope now, but now he's under like the super space NASA style microscope where they're looking at every single thing, because her fans, as mentioned before, are so different. They're not going to let you get a pass for anything. You mess up one inch, they'll be in your mentions. They're going to be at the shows. They're going to be everywhere on your neck. So it's different. It's good, I think, for the AEW's women's division, because they need to have a moment like this where like people kind of band together and be like, we're not going to take it anymore. Her fans aren't going to take it off rip. So that's great.
They're going to be at Starbucks when Tony Khan is getting his coffee.
Everywhere. They're not going to let that man live.
I was going to say, I doubt Tony gets his own coffee, right? Like, no, if you're a billionaire, I don't even want to go get my own coffee now. And I don't even, right. I'm not even a thousander.
Yeah, if a billionaire is getting his own coffee, something is going on.
Christopher Marino says, honestly, tonight's show is fire. And Reg obviously doesn't watch your NXT post show. He didn't get the box joke.
Okay, yeah.
It was a whole thing about the box, but, you know, it was a whole thing. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Grapple Geekery says, start the countdown to CEO versus DMD chance. I feel bad. They don't stand a chance.
I knew when she kind of did her hand in a motion, and I was like, oh no.
Oh, did she?
Don't do that. It was like, I don't think it was on purpose at all, but it was like a CE. And I was like, but it happened. So here we are. I'm sure everything is fine and normal backstage.
Are you going to chant CEO or DMD, Reg?
I would never in my life chant DMD.
You're going to be chanting CEO. Damn right.
That's your bottom dollar.
Corey MacArthur says, CEO is the word for tonight. What's going on, Denise? And happy birthday, Reg. AEW is electrified. Big business delivered. Dude, I was thinking I swear to God, we're all on the same wavelength here, because I was thinking the word electric for tonight was really how big business felt.
Right. There hasn't been a lot of dynamites where it felt like that. Like, we've seen some great dynamites, like just last week. Like, I come on here all the time, but like, that was amazing. But they don't feel like, whoa, like something shifted. Something's happening. Some energy is crazy. It's electrifying. It's great. It's a really good feeling.
Alexander Fitzgerald says, CEO is stuck in my head. You and me and everybody here.
I'm going to wake up in cold sweats tonight. CEO! Like, looking around like...
Oh man.
Terrible.
I don't know why I pictured that. Mike T90K says, I think Boston needs a pay-per-view. 9,000 fans screaming their heads off all night. They love pro wrestling. Hector Rodriguez says, Mercedes Moné and AEW. Wow, WWE totally didn't see that coming. Obvious sarcasm. Infamous Raider Loco says, shout out to Denise and the new look. Get it, girl. ML and R for you both. Oh, much love.
Oh, yeah. And respect.
Much love. Okay. Much love and respect. I was like, ML and R. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? Who? What wrestlers are those? Okay. Much love and respect for you both. Darby deserved better for his possible last match. Stay safe, Darby. Oh, we'll get into that. Dream Ninja 77 says, Becky Lynch smiling, knowing her price just went up.
Becky Lynch. No, seriously. That's a true statement right there, Dream Ninja. Becky Lynch seeing what's going on was like, oh, I'm about to get paid. And WWE is going to be the one that's going to pay her. They're not
write a thank you letter, Reg. Would you write
There's
a thank you
letter? There's no way that WWE is going to let her go anywhere, especially after seeing what happened tonight. They're like, oh, Charlotte, everybody get your pins out. Start locking them down.
Hi, I'm Ed Blue Buddy. Blue Buddy says, when Sasha Banks left WWE, I was blue until she made her return tonight on AEW Dynamite. CEO. Alexander Fitzgerald says, AEW's roster is stacked. Has there been a wrestling company through the years with this stacked of a roster? I think the feeling might be restored. Dude, at this level, at this stage, with this kind of money that we're talking, with this kind of roster, like we said, it's been like 20 years.
It's been a long time. There maybe has been, like we could compare, but it's been a long time.
Juan Ortega says, so happy for Mercedes, all about the money. My heart melts to see the reunited rose gold, Mina Shirakawa. Am I saying that right? Shirakawa? Am I pronouncing that right? Probably. Yep. Okay. And Mariah May, AEW stardom for Forbidden Door. Let's effing go. Stephen Marchuli says, should AEW get to the big money matches with Mercedes right away or work within younger talent first? Get to the big money matches. Yeah, I don't like stalling, Reg. Right. Mm-hmm. This is a physical sport. People can get hurt. Shit happens. Let's get straight to the freaking money matches when we can.
Yeah, no, I want it to be like Bryan Danielson's last year here. Just like, no, all the great matches we expect to have, like, start having them. We don't know what injuries, we don't know what time, we don't know what's going to happen. We need to get to everything, and we can still build towards younger talent we've throughout there. But I think the main goal needs to be all the stuff that we know is going to be main event worthy matches, get to them.
We got Hugh Janus who says, hi, Reg, move the needle. Hi, Denise. AEW is back? Question mark. I think AEW was back a while ago when they brought in Okada and Will Ospreay.
Yeah, they've been back since the Continental Classic for me, but this is like, there's something more than back. This is like, this feels different even than that. So I don't know.
Amir F says, like it or not, CEO versus DMD will main event at a pay-per-view. I'm pretty sure. Really? I hope so.
Denise, does DMD, what's her name? Britt Baker, does she still got the juice like that?
I think she can get the juice like that if she wanted to. Yes. I think if she wanted to, if she went out there and all the stars
aligned. When's the last time she was on TV?
Dude, I don't remember. She's been out for a while. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So why would she have anything? Saying, you don't even know when the last time she's been on TV.
Okay. Well, when she comes back, I think she puts a little sizzle here, a little sizzle there. I think it can happen.
After what she did with Saraya, like, do people have any interest in that? Like,
I don't even remember that match with her and Saraya.
Exactly. Like, what, dude?
I think you want to know why people want to see this match in particular, because when you think of, because for example, look at this. So far, based on these comments, on these super chats, I'm not basing it just off the comments, but on these super chats, people have only mentioned Britt Baker versus Mercedes Moné. There hasn't been as many mentions for Mercedes versus any other women on the roster. We've had more mentions for Britt Baker. So I think that within itself says that Britt Baker, when she comes back, she still got it, you know?
Like, if I made a list of, like, who I want to see Mercedes against, she's, like, legit 20th, maybe 20th. I could name 20 women I want to see before I want to see Dr. DMD. That's just me, though. I'm talking about, like, ding ding ding, ring the bell. Like,
yeah,
DMD was over as hell, like, when AEW began, but, like, we're on a different,
I mean, for me
at this point,
the top five, I would definitely say Willow because the story's there, mm-hmm. Chris Statlander, because yep. I think she's one of the hardest hitting gals on AEW. Definitely.
Sheeta.
Toni Storm. Sheeta. Thank you. And, oh my gosh, I had the other person and I just lost them. Oh, yeah. Jamie Hayter. Those are, like, the top five that I'm like, that's who I need to see Mercedes with. But I think the reason why people are intrigued with Mercedes and Britt, again, I go back to this, that AEW has felt like when Britt was over in AEW, like when she was over, it felt like she was the top alpha female on that roster. And since then, you know, we haven't seen that. So there's that spot was there to grab. And now can we say that this is still Britt Baker's turf? Definitely not. Not with Mercedes there. So because the turf previously belonged to Britt Baker.
Not without Mercedes. Not even without Mercedes. Before tonight, it wasn't Britt Baker's turf. It hasn't been Britt Baker's turf in like a year. That's why I'm like, I don't know why people are so...
No, but it was her turf at one point.
Was like
at one point, yeah, it was her turf.
Was the hottest sandwich in America at one point too, but it ain't no more.
But what I'm still saying though is that there's still that intrigue there. I think because it was once her turf,
he is good on the mic. Yeah, I guess it. I guess so.
Well, in terms of,
you don't remember that Saraya stuff. That's why you blocked it out of your brain.
No, I remember it. I remember the Saraya. I don't remember the match for some reason, but I remember building up to it. It was not great. I remember that. But I also remember Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa. I remember that very well.
I bet.
So what
I'd rather see Thunder Rosa myself.
What I'm saying is I get why there's still interest in that and wanting to see that potential matchup, right?
Yeah, no, I totally get. I'm just trying to gauge everybody. I understand why people want to, like, she is still, like, she's still over and she still has the pillar thing, so I understand, but, like, I'm good.
But the spot is there to grab now, is what I'm saying. Like, the spot has been taken right now. Mercedes is the top dog. Everybody else is a level below now, point blank. All right, well-rounded. Leo says, I'm sorry, I'm confused on Riho and Willow main eventing over Wardlow and Samoa Joe for the world title. It makes no sense. Reg, do you want to take this one?
No. Everybody after this, Denise was like, well, where do you go with Wardlow? He just got tapped out. And I'm
sorry, I want to pay attention. All right. Sorry, Reg. I ruined your train of thought. Start all over. I messed you up.
Listen, I don't. Listen. Wardlow. That's why.
Okay.
Why would Wardlow have been in the main event when Mercedes Moné is here?
Look, I think to me it was obvious. It was obvious for this particular show that this match between Riho and Willow was going to be the main event because you had Mercedes open the show. Imagine we wouldn't have seen her for the rest of the show. I mean, we would have still been talking about it, obviously, yeah. But the fact that we saw her afterwards, they were clearly going to want to have Mercedes Moné close out the show as well. So in order to do that, you put this match as the main event so that you can tell the story that ended up being told afterwards. Now, I hate to say this, but Samoa Joe Wardlow, we've already seen this match a bunch of times. So I was fine with this match being the opening match. In fact, it kind of threw me off for a second, to be honest. Like, seeing this AEW World Championship match occur with a picture-in-picture at one point, threw me off.
Picture in picture was, I didn't like it today. I got to get the fight stream. It was throwing me off pretty often today. And that was one of the matches. Denise, how'd you like the match though?
With Samoa Joe and Wardlow? Mm-hmm. I honestly thought it was possibly their best match that they have done together. I did like the match. I thought that they had Wardlow do a couple of, some new stuff. You know, he went out there. There was a moment. You know how Samoa Joe always does that spot where someone goes to the top rope and they do something and Samoa Joe walks away? I loved that Wardlow did not fall for that and he held himself back from, you know, doing whatever it is he was going to do off the top rope. I love that he caught himself and that he didn't do that. I thought there were some good moments during this. Like, this was not bad at all. There was the moment where he like stabbed the eyes of Samoa Joe when the referee wasn't looking. I liked that too. I thought the finish made it clear that's it. that's it. It's done, right? He passed out. Coquina Clutch, he's done.
Yeah, no, I like this match a lot, though. Like, we talked about it last week. We're like, what are they going to do again? We've already saw this match. But I thought that Samoa Joe brought a really good thing out of Wardlow. Wardlow still kind of doing the Wardlow thing, and you can't do the Wardlow thing with Samoa Joe. But Samoa Joe made him fight, and I thought that his high spots really got over. But yeah, the end of this match was like, Samoa Joe beat this guy. There's no nothing. Like, we're not going to have any mysteries. We're not going to come out next week and say he cheated. No, he tapped him out right there in the middle of the ring. And like I was saying, Denise, I was on social media and everybody was like, well, what do you do with Wardlow now? And I'm like, did you guys really expect Wardlow to be world champion though?
No, not right now. No, I expected it a long time ago. I only expected it once. And that one time was after that match with MJF. After that, I didn't expect it anymore.
They had one chance, Denise, and they blew it forever?
One chance. Well, I'm not going to say forever.
But for a while.
For a while. For a while, they blew it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. So,
this basically told us everything we needed to know. Yeah. First match on the card. Not even like the first thing on the show, just the first match on the card. Mm-hmm. We got a picture-in-picture break. Yeah. And I don't know. Is it just
me? Yeah, because usually when they have a title match, they're like, we're going to do no commercials, no picture-in-picture. We're going live and you're going to see every minute of it. Here they were just like, hey, Wardlow's next.
I'm thinking they recognize that this was not as interesting as they might have hoped that it would be.
What do you think they, do you think if somebody else had won that match, it could have been more, not, I don't want to say more interesting, but more intrigue from like people watching? Or was it this always just kind of meant to be like a trend, like just a match?
I think that's what it was meant to be at this point.
No matter what. Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what. I think that's what it was meant to be.
Wardlow, though, Denise, people like him.
I know. And like I said, this was the best match they had.
Right.
So there's a win in that, don't you think?
I think so. I think so. But
I don't know. It moved the needle just a little bit.
Okay. All right.
We did see Swerve come out after this match and go after Samoa Joe. Any additional thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. Swerve looked great. Big pop there. Yeah, he looked mad. Big pop there in Boston. I like him coming out with the chains, beating up the security guards. That there was good energy around that, too. Like, he is over, like, Rover. And I think he's continuously getting over every week. And I'm excited about whenever that title match is. I don't know when it is.
Jarrod Clark.
Yeah.
Seth, the reason that talent goes to AEW is because of WWE's unfair practices, neglect and issues. Example, Time Mello left WWE because she's a fan of Japanese strong style that WWE doesn't allow. Any thoughts, Reg?
Yeah, I just think that with Mercedes and Okada and Ospreay, all who I'm sure WWE sent out fillers and things to, AEW just showing you could go and still do your exact style that you were doing before and not change anything. You could go and to WWE, get the glitz and glamour, you'll be at WrestleMania, but you're going to be working a different style. Some people are interested in that because, like I said, there was a couple days and months and weeks there where I was like, Okada's been getting his ass destroyed in Japan for a lot of years. Maybe he just wants to come over here and not do these crazy ass matches and go and do that. But he proved me wrong. But there is that difference. You know what I mean? If you go to AEW, Denise, you might have to do a 40-minute match on Wednesday nights. And it's like, maybe you want to get away from that lifestyle.
Papa Bangle says, in the AEW WWE wars, I think Tony Khan knows that the king is wounded and now attacked. 38 years young, Reg, the best is just beginning.
I agree with that, Papa Bangles. Like, my 30s have felt great. My 40s are like, I'm really excited about those.
Oh, are you really?
Really excited about those. Why are you looking like that, Denise?
I don't like the idea of aging. I get depressed.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm the person that's like, don't talk about it. Let's just not talk about it.
What? Those are your great prime years, Denise. Like, all women are like 40 and up. I'm like, yo, what's up? You know? Like, I don't know why you're thinking like that. I'm like, yo, what's up? 40-year-old lady?
Yeah. Thank you, Reg. You're giving me hope. I appreciate it.
There's going to be a whole bunch of dudes that are like, oh, she's 40.
One day.
There's gonna going to be also another bunch of them that are like, oh, she's 40, so...
How sad.
Yeah, no, it's unfortunate.
I want to be a MILF one day, okay? It's going to happen for me someday.
You got to have kids to be a MILF, I think, right? That's how it works?
Probably.
You'll just be a cougar if not.
Wait, so I'm going to be a cougar if I'm just old without the kids?
Old without the kids is cougar.
I thought in order to be a cougar, you had to wear like really like, you know, showy clothes and have some cheetah and some leopard and be like, ugh. Well, red that's nails, a part of it lips. Too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, figured you could be a MILF if you're dressed a little classier.
I mean, you could be a MILF in any gear. Well, for me, I got different standards, I guess.
All righty. Well, I guess I'll figure it out once I get to that portion of my life.
How we got here.
I don't know either. Luke Thornton says, Hayter versus Monet injected into my veins. I agree. Ken Shiro says, I miss Hikaru Shida. She's been MIA. I think she's been busy, right? I don't know. She's a busy girl. She's got a lot going on is what I know.
A lot of crossing over from here to Japan. So it's not the easiest. But yeah, I'm ready for her to come back and wreck. Oh, no. They just announced. There's a spoiler as to where she is now. I don't know if we're talking about spoilers, but it's a very exciting development.
Oh, okay.
Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a little bit out of the loop with Ring of Honor at the moment. Mm-hmm. We got, hi, I'm Ed Blue Buddy. Blue Buddy says, should AEW make dollar bills with Mercedes Moné's face on it? Coming. Well, I don't know. Because look, we also have the Rainmaker Okada ones. I have one right here.
Mercedes definitely going to have some Mercedes bucks at some point in AEW. When she main events her first pay-per-view, I'm sure it'll be there.
You know what this means, right, Reg? What? We got Okada bucks. We got Mercedes bucks. You know what this means, right?
What?
They can start a Monopoly, like AEW Monopoly. You know how Monopoly has like different themes, the board game? AEW Monopoly. They've got the money.
The Young Bucks have bucks too, don't they? I was not expecting that. You know what they could do? AEW Monopoly.
Bro, I would buy AEW Monopoly, all right?
AEW Monopoly.
Tony Khan, get on it. AEW Monopoly, let's go.
Denise is wild. Hey, no, you better get your money too when they release AEW Monopoly, Denise.
I'm telling you.
How are they going to release it?
Juan Ortega says Monet versus Queen Aminata versus May D, Bathena, Anna Sky. Love it. Love it. Mm-hmm. Keep throwing them out there. Juan Castle says, cute new look, Denise. Monet won't draw ratings. What?
Oh, hold on a minute.
That's a hot take.
Had us in the first half. I was like, oh, nice. And then I was like, wait a second. Why are you saying that?
Look, here's the thing. I'm going to say Brandon Thurston does great jobs with like posting the ratings up, posting the hourlies and stuff. Like, let's look at that the next couple of weeks. Let's wait and see what happens. Let's wait and see if that quote unquote needle is moved.
Oh, and the drone boys are going to be like, ooh, let me see. Ooh, I told you.
Right. And that's going to happen regardless, you know, but
I'm talking about energies in the arena. Like we saw tonight. I don't care about no ratings. I care about that.
Right, but to say that she won't draw ratings, I think is a little bit, just a little too extreme. I do think that she is going to attract a lot of new eyeballs.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
KW, but I appreciate the hot take though, Juan Castle. If you guys got any more, you can send them in a super chat.
Hot take. I see what you're doing here.
KW says, well, the M in MILF stands for mom. Yeah, I know that, but I just figured you can slide if you were like, a little older. It's not like people are gonna know. People are not gonna know, Reg. Let's say 40, 50, 50, 50 would be a good MILF age. Man, okay, let's say 50-year-old me is at the grocery store looking banging. It's not like some cute young fella is not gonna be like, oh well, is she a mom? Because if she's a mom, then she's a MILF. But if she's not a mom, she's not a MILF.
Cute young fellas are going to do that.
I hope so. I don't want to be at the day where I'm like there, I've lost it, you know?
Because it's about scheduling, Denise. You have to find out immediately if she's a mom, because she's going to be like, well, I could only do it from Wednesdays from 3 to 6 p.m. And I could only, and you're like, yo, let me know off rip, lady.
Reg, TMI, I'm not even going to ask how you know this. Matt Logan says, just got back from AEW Dynamite. Great show. Hot crowd over 96,100. Broadway Joe says there's no cougars at 38, Reg. Those are your acquaintances. Damn.
Shade, but yeah, you're right.
Broadway Joe, thank you so much for the laughs. Grapple Geekery says, say the M stands for Mexican.
MILF, but the M stands for Mexican is hella funny.
You know what's funnier? When you say the whole thing.
Try to get us canceled again.
Mexican, I'd like to.
Yep.
Beep. Someone enter the beep. Oh shit, I got drool on my chin over that. Oh, all right, Micah God. Does it says Mercedes Ooh. Monet versus DMD main event, all women pay-per-view. It's another person saying it could be Britt Baker and Mercedes. I think Mercedes will main event a pay-per-view before All In.
Totally. What do you think, Denise? You think we need more time to build, or we could get to a all women's pay-per-view within the next year?
For who? For AEW?
Yeah.
I don't
keep in mind they have like the whole they have
you want to know why
every promotion at their hand, you know.
You want the only reason why I don't think so is because WWE has so many women that they could do that with, and they haven't decided to bring back Evolution. If they haven't decided to bring it back with all the women they have, that's what's keeping me from saying that AEW would do it.
Yeah, I see. They should though.
Yeah, I agree. I would like to see that for both, for all companies, especially for AEW and WWE, of course. Micah, thank you so much for the super chat. All right, let's keep this conversation going because we still got so much other stuff to get into. So let's go ahead and get into Will Ospreay. Mm-hmm. Reg, Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson has been made official for AEW Dynasty. And you know what? It's going to hit like crack.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fiending for it already, so it makes a lot of sense. You know, coming into Will Ospreay being signed, Denise, it was like, yeah, well, it'll be really cool to see this match. Really, really cool to see this match. Also, be great to see him versus Bryan Danielson. And they were like, you know what? Let's not wait on that. Let's just do that right now. And I'm like, what do you mean let's do it right now? I'm not ready for this. I'm not prepared for it already to happen. This match is going to be everything, just everything. I can't wait. I'm loving the energy that Will Ospreay is bringing, though, Denise. He just feels like himself, legit. He's not playing a character. He didn't come over and be like, I have to be an American TV wrestler now. He's like, no, I'm Will Ospreay, the same one that you saw in New Japan, the same guy that you've been seeing in the UK tearing it up. I'm having a good time. I'm laughing with you guys. I'm excited about being in front of these crowds. I'm excited about you guys chanting, bruv. It feels like really good energy, and he's going to start it with this match. In this lineup of show, Denise, where we see Okada, we see Mercedes, we see Pac, we see all this crazy stuff. It's like, and also who many people consider the best wrestler in the world right now is also here. It's like, it's too much good wrestling, Denise. Too much great wrestling.
That promo was phenomenal. Like Shady Havoc here says, that promo was good. Mm-hmm. There was a lot that I loved about this. You're right. Will Ospreay goes out there and he's Will Ospreay, you know? Mm-hmm. It's funny because, like, you can say he's the great, one of the best wrestlers in the world. You can say he's the best wrestler in the world, whatever your opinion is on that. But it's funny because he goes out there and, like, he just acts like he's, you know, the guy next door. Yeah. You know, the homie next door who you can go out to 7-Eleven with and get some potato chips. Like, that's literally his vibe that he has. And to me, like, I love it, right? But when it comes down to getting down to business, he knows how to hype people up. And this promo was a perfect example of that, because when he said that it was going to be the best wrestler of the world versus the best wrestler of this century or generation, I think he said, that, like, there's no BS in that. I think, like, regardless of whether or not you are a fan of AEW, I think you can recognize that both Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay are extraordinary wrestlers. But when he said that the one thing he learned from Bryan Danielson was that you can have respect for your opponent who's across the ring from you, but that doesn't mean that when the bell rings, that he's not going to go out there and do whatever it takes so that he isn't the one that dies in this feud. That, for me, that line that he hit at the end was money for me, Reg. I was so, like, you don't have to sell me on this match. Like, literally, no. They just looked at each other and I was sold. You don't have to sell us on this match, but God damn it, did they sell us on this match if you weren't already sold?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting, Denise, because I saw a couple people being like, well, what's the story? And I'm like, you don't need a story with, like, the best wrestler of all time against the best wrestler of all today. That's the story right there. But Will Ospreay came out and laid it out for us of like, yo, Bryan Danielson, I modeled my career after him. But on one of my favorite best moments I've had in life against Kenny Omega, he told me, was this move that I hit worth it? Now I want to beat his ass. Like, that's the story. I want to prove that I'm the best wrestler, not only in this company, but in the entire world. And how do I show these fans that I'm the best? I beat Bryan Danielson. That's the story. It's an amazing way to lay it out. And I love that he just feels comfortable in front of the crowds. He feels comfortable on live TV. This investment of Will Ospreay is already hit tenfold. It feels like the Okada thing, and it feels like the Mercedes thing. They're all presenting themselves in a different way, but it feels authentic and it feels worth it. Like, this is exciting.
He's excited. He's excited, and he's shows. Mm-hmm. It shows. Like, you can tell, like, he has the I worked for this. I worked for this paycheck vibe.
Mm-hmm. Everybody says that I'm the best wrestler. I already know that I am. I'm going to start showing you guys that I'm the best on the promos too. And I'm going to show you guys exactly what people say about me. You're going to get that feeling. You're going to get that aura every single time I'm on the screen.
Exactly. Oh man, good stuff there, man. I can't wait till we actually get to the portion where I can't wait till we get to an actual like confrontation, like a verbal confrontation between both Brian and Will Ospreay. Right. We got a super chat here from Alexander Fitzgerald who says Ospreay was spitting bars in his promo. Him saying, "Restore the feeling, bruv. I am the feeling." I popped for that line. I did too, man. That was great stuff. Mm-hmm. Ryan Lambert says, "We getting CEO versus Jericho before Swerve versus Keith Lee." I'm done. I'm so done.
Tired of y'all.
It's amazing. I love it. All right, let's keep it going. Let's get into the Young Bucks and Okada versus Pac Kingston and Penta, because this was what the match that you expected it to be. High spots. Yes. What did you say, Reg? What's the word that you use to describe these matches?
This was spot foo, as I like to call it, Denise. Back to back to back spot foo, flipping and spinning.
That's what this match was, man. Of course, the Elite win, but they win with one of the Bucks hits a low blow on, I think it was Eddie Kingston. Was it on Eddie Kingston? Yeah, it was on Eddie Kingston. And then Okada came in, hits the Rainmaker, and gets the win here. And they announce next week, we are going to be seeing Okada versus Eddie Kingston. But get this, Reg. This is so I'm excited for this, right? But I don't like that they're separating the belts here. That this is just for the Continental Classic. I think it should be for all three belts, bro.
What's wrong with them separating it?
Because he's the champion of three, so you should defend all three.
And he has been defending all three. Like, this isn't a precedent that they've set. Like, this is different, different of what they've been selling to us.
I feel like this is, well, you get a bout, and you get a bout. I don't like that. See, one or all or nothing, Reg. I'm sorry. I wasn't a fan of that.
That's fine. I understand. That does make sense. It should have been just all three of them, and that's why they get him to Okada. Okada, this match was awesome, though. Pac is back. I've talked in extensive how amazing of a wrestler he is. Him on display here was like, oh, yeah, I remember. He's awesome. Everything that he hits is so clean. He is just like the perfect pro wrestler. Okada being that promo that they did before this, Denise, where they caught, was it Alex Marvez backstage? And he was asking them. And then Okada's like, yeah, I'm coming for you, Eddie Kingston. But also, it's Matthew's birthday, and sing happy birthday to him right now. That shit was awesome. Like, I love shitty little heel Okada. Him being with the Young Bucks is a great addition. Introducing him to American television with the guys that are hated the most right now. Perfect, perfect, perfect. This match is another one of those just, Young Bucks are incredible in tag team matches, but they're also incredible in six-man tags because the way that they work, it just works so well in matches like this. And this was just classic vintage Young Bucks. Okada looked amazing. Everybody on the other side is great. They're announcing this Eddie Kingston and Okada match. Off rip, they're doing another big match, another big moment. How do you feel about Okada potentially winning this belt, Denise, besides it being all three? Do you think that's the right move? Strapping him up with the belt immediately?
Yes, and it should have been all three. I was really excited for this match. I did my little screenshot. I posted it up. I put my little hashtag, and then I read it, and I was like, huh?
Denise,
one belt?
Listen, I'm ROH. I review ROH, ROH Young Boy, but do you care about the Ring of Honor Championship? And also, on the contrary, do you care about the New Japan Strong Championship?
See, and that's a problem, Reg.
I care, but do you?
No, so and that's a problem. I should be caring, though. We should care.
But you weren't going to.
And how do you make us care?
You were never going to.
I was going to if they made it into something.
They need to get the Ring of Honor Championship away from that. As somebody who's on the Ring of Honor side, I'm like, all right, maybe then he'll defend it against somebody and they can have it over there.
Look, all I'm saying is this. If you're going to be doing a whole ass thing where you got three bouts and this is a triple crown for AEW, then I expect the crown with all three, you know, to happen.
Okada doesn't want an NJ. He can't have an NJPG title also probably.
On top of that. But then here's the thing. Okay, moving forward. So what, that's it?
What do you mean?
With this whole AW Continental Classic thing, tournament, AW Trios thing that we're doing?
Well, he's just not a part attached to the New Japan Pro Wrestling part. He's still Continental Champion. He's still that guy.
All I'm saying is this. If you got the three bouts, you defend all three bouts, okay?
Denise, you don't care about the other two, so what does it matter?
It does matter, Reg, because you got to make me care. Tell me why I should care. Show me why I should care.
Okay, that's fair.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand. Yeah, I do. I do. I don't think you ever would care, but I understand.
No, I think I would care. I most definitely would care if they made me care.
Nobody's ever. I love Ring of Honor. Sorry, you guys. Nobody's going to care about those belts, even if Okada's holding them. I'm sorry. I love Ring of Honor, but that's not.
Okay, so you're basically saying the AEW version of the Triple Crown ain't shit. That's what we're getting at.
The belt, the Continental Classic belt, that's dope. That's why they're just going to give it all to right. Okada.
So then what should they do? Should they just like get rid of all the other two belts then and just do the AEW Continental Classic belt?
Yeah, just do that. Take Ring of Honor belt back to Ring of Honor and take the New Japan Strong back to New Japan Strong.
Thank you. I like that. Let's do that. Fine. If that's the end game here, if Okada's going to win, you know, the Continental Championship, which I'm assuming he is, and then the other two bouts go in their merry way.
Yes.
Great for me. I will take back my complaint, Reg. Mm-hmm. I will take it back.
Because Ring of Honor needs that championship, and hopefully this means he'll be a Super Card of Honor. That's where I think this is leading. So
okay. All right. Let's see what we got here. There's a lot coming in, so let me get my head together here. This is from Ryan Lambert, who says, oh, sorry. Matt Logan says, Okada, big ovation, great scene on AEW. Of course, man. Always love seeing that. Blue Buddy says, Reg, can you sing Everybody with Spot Foo Fighting?
That's a good idea. Hold on. I got something for you. Not right now, but I'm working on something.
Reg, you literally just teased us. I was about to put my seat back and relax and listen to this.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Everybody wear Spot Food.
No, Denise. No.
And it was something lightning. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Everybody was Spot Food fighting.
Terrible what they done to me.
Hey, I'm trying to give this person their money's worth, Reg.
Was a $2 performance. This makes sense. You earned it.
Oh, man. Never sending a super chat ever again after that. Rafael Garcia says, hard disagree. Separate them. Ring of Honor wants their belts back. Strong wants their belts back. Also, do you think Deonna's partner is a return or a debut? Yeah, man. Thoughts on that? We haven't even got into that yet.
I thought that this person was going to walk into the frame at the end of the promo, Denise, but it never happened. Who are your... I'm like, really, I want it to be Serena Deeb because I think them teaming up together would be really dope, but I don't know. Who could it be?
I don't care. I'm good with anybody.
I don't care.
I'm good with anybody. Surprise me. I'm here to be surprised. Okay. That's what I want.
Oh, everybody thinks it's going to be Britt. Okay. That makes sense. I can see it.
Juan Castle says a mature, ripe Denise will be the hottie to take.
Yep. When you're 40.
Oh, God. Stop it. Right. Don't even say it out loud. Don't even say it. You know, my husband couldn't say my age when I turned 30. I was like, don't say it. Shut up. Don't use the words.
Like, you can't run from it, Denise.
I'm in my 30s. Okay. I'm not in my 30s. I'm in my 30s.
My 30s. That's insane.
Oh, man. My friend, she had to talk me off a ledge. She was like, Denise, your 30s are going to be great. I'm like, you're saying that because you're a whole year younger than me. Shut up.
Denise, it's fine. It's fun. Everybody likes it. You look like you're going to cry. Like, Jesus, you really don't want to get older, do you? Oh, my God.
No, I don't, Reg. Okay, my birthday's in a couple. March, April, May. My birthday's in 3 months. Okay, I just got used to turning 30.
You're out of here.
Like, I have 1 foot in the grave right now. That's how I feel.
Granny.
That's literally how I feel. It's terrifying. Travis Lindsay says, we laughed at the idea of Okada being in NXT, so how is being Ring of Honor champion different?
He can't, you know? They can't. I love Ring of Honor, but you guys.
Mike T90K says, I'm a 33-year-old DILF.
DILF.
I've never heard the term DILF. I've never heard women say he's a DILF.
You ain't never seen a DILF, that's why. See, that's the vibe I want to give up, but everybody says I don't look old enough. I'm like, dude, I want to give off DILF vibes, but like...
Is it like the Golden Bachelor guy? I saw the billboard, and DILF. I was like, wow, that man's like pretty good looking for like an older gentleman.
That's a DILF. Mm-hmm.
He's a DILF, yeah.
They got like the silver fox hair, the handsome, that big guy that Sofia Vergara used to date. He's a DILF.
I was stunned when I saw the billboard I was driving, and I was like, oh, wow, this man's going to be on the I should enter the Golden Bachelorette.
Not the Golden Bachelor is about to have a crash.
No, wait, the Holden.
The Holden?
Wait, Golden Bachelor.
I'm like, what do you mean by that?
Oh, man, I can't. Kevin says Silver Fox, Kevin Nash.
Yeah. Except for Kevin Nash, we talked kind of crazy recently, though.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Where were we, Denise?
Trav says Denise will have a kid before she turns 34. Oh, we are not starting that conversation. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to switch gears here. And you know what I'm going to switch gears to? Something that's going to get a good reaction. Mm. Actually, no, it's not. So, you know what I'm getting to, right?
I don't know.
There was a match made between Chris Jericho and Hook.
Oh, God, I remembered.
Yeah, and there were boos. They were boos to this. I even rewinded to make sure I heard that right. People were booing. So after we saw Jericho and Hook team up to take on the Gates of Agony in a tag team match, you know, they were going by Lion Hook, and I'm thinking, oh, they're going to team up more. Like, what's going to happen here? And backstage, Chris Jericho basically issued him a challenge, and of course, Hook accepted it, and we're going to see Hook versus Chris Jericho next week, and the fans booed. That's all I've got.
Don't care. I want to care so bad. I love Hook, but Jericho, this is like the tag match. I was like, why are we watching this? And then when he is challenging Hook, I'm like, why is he doing that? Why did he do that, Denise?
I don't know.
What is this?
I don't know.
What is this? Why is Jericho on Hook? Why is he doing this?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you because, okay, if he's not wrestling Hook, what else can he be doing? I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of other things he can be doing. But the fans did not want this.
The fans are like, boo, no, we don't. We're not interested.
It's not every day that the fans boo a match that they don't want. Even if there's like a match that we're not interested in, we just don't react. We don't say anything. We're like there. Mm-hmm. But for them to actually boo when this match was made, I feel like that should be... Like if you're AEW, what do you do?
No, you're right, because usually when it's a bad match, we're just like, okay. Like no we one don't, says there's no reaction. Yeah, it's just like, all right. But this time they were like, no, we don't like that. We don't want that.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say. All right, we got Juan Castle here who says, aging is the way of life. God willing, happy and healthy. He's right. I'm just being selfish. I'm from Los Angeles. We're assholes over here.
Do you like the name Lion Hook?
No. Actually, I do. I don't mind it. I was just saying no for no reason.
Just for the bit. Okay.
I don't know. All right. We got one last thing to get into here. And that is this match between Darby Allin and Jay White. And this was a banger, man. This was so freaking entertaining. Jay White's best match in AEW so far? Or am I forgetting something? Am I forgetting another match that was really great with Jay White?
It depends on if you like the MJF match.
It was all right.
I think this was his best performance so far.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think so too, because that's literally why I brought up the point. So Darby Allin, Jay White, I mean, this was literally just like Jay White being a super heel, attacking the back of Darby Allin at any possibility that he could. Threw him over the steel steps into the freaking barricade. He crashed right into there. There was a sick spot where Darby Allin did a coffin drop and Jay White moved out of the way. So Darby literally bounces off of the ring apron onto the freaking floor. It was crazy. And I thought he was going to get counted out. But like right before the 10 count, he like sprints up, gets into the ring. But Jay hits him with the switchblade. 1, 2, 3, match is over. Phenomenal freaking finish. But I mean, damn, like we were talking about this last week, but like we said, this Darby Allin said like this could be his last match because as we all know, he's going to Mount Everest.
Yeah, I think if this was Darby Allin's last match, what a great way to go. This feels like
that sounds terrible. Rich.
Yeah.
Right. Like there's no way to talk about
this
it.
This was
right?
the
it
way to weird. Go. Your last match, dude. Sorry. People are bringing up the FTR and Juice and Jay match. That was a really great match. But I think as a single star, This was Jay White's coming out party.
Yes.
This was the Jay White I've been waiting to see on AEW television. Former IWGP champion. He worked this match like a main event star. He worked this match like Jay White. The pacing of it, the way that he was waiting for Darby to make a mistake. This was main event heel slimy Jay White on display. The back chops, him just slowly breaking down Darby Allin's body until he tricked him into making the fatal mistake of jumping off onto the coffin drop onto the apron and destroying himself. Smartly worked match, him immediately getting him in, because you know, we sometimes see those spots where they barely make the count and then they get in and then the heel still sells it. No, Jay White got him right up, hit his finish, and got out of there. Really great match. This is the Jay White we need to see more of, because we're going to need a lot more single star heels coming into this next year, or what's going on. And I think Jay White's going to fill that spot. I love this match a lot. And hopefully this isn't Darby Allin's last match. That sounds crazy. Hope he makes it okay down from that mountain, but it's scary.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about it. Like, I didn't like talking about it last week, and I don't even want to talk about it this week. So I'm still just going to like focus on the match portion of this. Because like you said, the match was great. And also, yes, thank you to everybody who the tag team match that Bullet Club Gold had with FTR. Phenomenal. I would put that match above this one, actually. Totally. But in singles, this was definitely the best one for sure. Yeah. The whole thing that happened afterwards, by the way, is the Bang Bang Scissor Gang broke up. They're done. And this all happened where there was the Bullet Club Gold was continuing the attack on Darby, and the Acclaim came out to put a stop to it because they felt it was going too far. Jay White ends up hitting Billy Gunn with the freaking chair, and they finish them off. The Acclaim is just laying there after they get beat down, and we end up seeing Darby get taken out regardless. So they basically kind of wrote Darby off for a bit with the freaking bat on the chair onto the ankle spot.
Yeah, this was a thank God at the end of that great match. I'm like, get them away from the Acclaim. When the Acclaim came down, I'm like, we're finally doing the split. We're going to get away from this. That was a perfect showing of Jay White into, we're not about to be attached to this thing you guys don't want us to be attached to anymore. Really great way. And I still really love that Bang Bang Gang theme. That shit hits.
Yeah, it does. It does hit for sure. But yeah, they banged, they scissored. Now it's over.
Are it's you done. Sure? That's what you want to go with?
That's what I'm going to go with. It's done. We're happy.
They bang, they scissored. It was done.
Yeah. It's done. I'm so happy. I'm sorry. I was just not a fan of this at all.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. I hated the whole thing. I was like, split, get Jay White away from this so fast. I'm happy they finally did.
Yep. Amen. All right. Let's get into some of these comments that we got here, and then we'll get ready to close out the show here. Let's see. We got Adam Legend here who says Jericho versus Hook needs to be a squash victory for Hook. Bell rings, red rum, tap out, Hook leaves. I wish you were right, Adam, but I doubt that's going to happen. I would want it to happen. Doubt it.
It's in Canada too, Denise. I'm like, good luck.
Oh, man. Dice Strike Vigel says Jay White was fire in the Continental Classic.
That's true. I'm forgetting about those.
Yeah, you're right. Grapple Geekery says, I rolled my eyes at the challenge. Jericho's in desperate need of taking a hiatus. Love the Embassy and Hook, but Lionheart is not over at the moment.
Not at all. Unfortunate. He could get back to it if he just took a break for a while, like a couple months, and just got let people miss him. Then he's done it before in WWE. He could do it again in AEW.
Plenty of times. Yeah, plenty of times. So, yeah, I agree with that. I think a hiatus is probably what's needed. Grapple Geekery, thank you so much for the super chat. All right, guys. So, last call. If you guys want to get any last thoughts in, I do have some super chats that I didn't get to read from a couple of other shows. So, I want to make sure that I read those really quickly because I messed up and didn't get to read them last time. So, this one here is from Vanhausen Van Life, who says, thanks for keeping me entertained on my trip from Phoenix to Boston. Wrestling is truly alive and super kicking. Gotta tend to some big business. And this was sent in during the NXT post show. We also have 554K who says top of the line segue. It was hilarious. Yeah, that was from the Friday show. This one here is from Chris Ludek who says my boy Pat Angel won his debut match this past weekend. He also sends in Cole didn't stir the pot asking if Cody can trust Seth. It's a logical question to make me to me also they should bring back Tout. All right, and this was on the Raw watch-along. So, unfortunately, I missed a couple of super chats, guys. It happens sometimes, Reg, right?
It does. No,
with
I
the
get
timing
it.
And stuff of how show ends and when people send them, it happens. All right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Next week, we are... So on Dynamite, we're going to be seeing Hook versus Chris Jericho, as I mentioned. Adam versus Christian. And Mercedes, we're going to hear from Mercedes as well. And then Okada and Eddie Kingston. And then on Collision this weekend, we're going to be seeing Kyle O'Reilly's first match back in 2 years against Brian Keith.
That's going to hit hard. I love that Kyle O'Reilly promo for earlier with him being like, I'm going to take on everything myself. Undisputed Kingdom giving him the blessing. He's wrestling the homeboy, Brian Keith. What a way to get reintroduced back to AEW.
Hi, I'm Ed Blue. Blue Buddy says they banged, they scissored. Now it's over. AEW should make that a t-shirt. Yeah, and then give me 10%.
Good luck. And the Monopoly thing, too.
And the Monopoly thing. And Canem. Mm-hmm. That's three ideas already that I gave. Goddamn. Mike T90K says, Reg, where's the B-Day party at?
It's nowhere.
What'd you do for your birthday, Reg?
I made some rap songs.
Oh, but you didn't do like an actual like party or went out or anything?
I'm 38. I don't be doing that. No, I went to karaoke after I was done with my rap song.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much to Mike T90K. Damn. You know, we were two super chats away from 69.
Oh,
I'm not kidding you. We're at 67. No, we've got it over 69 before. All right. Before we go, first of all, wait, what did you say, Reg?
I heard you,
but I didn't hear you.
No, just keep going.
You said something about 69.
You the one that said something about 69.
Don't gaslight me, Reg.
What?
I know you said something and now you're making it seem like I'm delusional.
You're the one that brought 69 into this.
Yeah, but then you said something afterwards. And like, I heard it, but I didn't hear
it. It's not.
This is on video, Reg. I could just go back and rewind. All right, that's what I'm going to do.
So ridiculous. Oh, over 69 before. That's what I said. Yeah, see, I just didn't remember.
Okay.
Over 69 before. Denise, why did you get back here?
I don't know. All right, Reg, let the people know where they can follow you.
You can get my new project, righteousreg.bandcamp.com. Go download that and send me money because I'm poor. Smart way to ask for super chats. You know what time it is. Listen, download my new record. It's really dope. At Righteous Reg on all your social medias. I still, Scott George, you bring up a good point. Still haven't got my little sample of the pills, so whatever. But yeah, no, you guys have been dope sending in your love for my birthday. I appreciate every single one of you. It's been amazing. You can catch me every Wednesday. I'm here with Denise. We had a really, really great conversation earlier with Veda Scott. Denise knows Veda. They have some shows together. We had a great talk with Veda on Indeed today. Please check that out. Tomorrow is Ask Grapsity, the Ring of Honor post show. Saturday is regular Grapsity with Philip Lindsay. It's regular wrestling. We back to it. And a lot of y'all showed up tonight. I appreciate y'all.
Love it. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in. As always, if you enjoyed this post show, you can catch us each and every single Wednesday immediately following AEW Dynamite, breaking down the show. It's an exciting time right now to be a fan. Whether you're a fan of AEW or WWE, regardless, I got you covered here on this channel. Tuesdays live to chat NXT. Wednesdays here with Reg to talk about Dynamite. This Friday, I will be here to talk about SmackDown. And this Saturday, I will also be here to talk about AEW Collision. That's right. The Collision post show is returning. Wow. So I will be here to talk about that. It'll be a good time, and we're on the road to WrestleMania, so it's a good time. Alrighty, everyone, thank you so much. We appreciate each and every single one of you, and we'll catch you on the next one.